The Lord God chose David to be the king of Israel, but he did a lot more than that. He promised David that his kingdom would last forever. These are the words that God gave to the prophet Nathan to tell David. The Lord will build you a house. I will set up your seed after you who will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. I will not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him who was before you. I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. But about 150 years later, it did not look as though God was keeping his promise or showing any mercy, because the descendant of David on the throne was King Jehoram, who killed all of his brothers. And then he himself died of an intestinal disease. And then his sons were all killed in battle, except the youngest son, Ahaziah. And he ruled for only 1 year. And then he was killed, together with many of the royal relatives. Did that seem like God was showing mercy to the house of David, that this kingdom would last forever? But that was followed by something even worse. The one who took over the kingdom after Ahaziah was his mother, Athaliah, who was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. She was not even a descendant of David. And you know how wicked Ahab and Jezebel were. Jezebel at one point tried to kill all the prophets of the true God. And Athaliah was no better. For this is what we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 22. Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs of the house of Judah. Just think of that. All the royal heirs. So as far as the people knew, and as far as Athaliah knew, she had killed every single one of the descendants of David in the royal line. So where was God's mercy to the house of David now? What had happened to his promise that this kingdom, this dynasty of David, would last forever? You can imagine the believers in those days, the few believers that were still left, who still were clinging to the promises of God, how they must have been in a state of despondency and near despair. They did not know what to think. But God had done something that they were unaware of. When Athaliah was killing all the royal heirs, she forgot one. There was a tiny baby, a son of King Ahaziah, that was rescued so that he was not put to death. So you see, God was still there. God was still being merciful to his people. There was one daughter in the house of David that saved the day. Ahaziah's sister, Jehoshabeath, she had rescued this baby when all the royal heirs were being murdered. This is what the Bible says. Jehoshabeath, the daughter of the king, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered, and put him and his nurse in a bedroom. So Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah so that she did not kill him. And he was hidden with them in the house of God for 6 years, while Athaliah reigned over the land. So God had not forgotten his promise. He had said, I will not take my mercy away from David's family. And he had kept that promise. In the midst of all this violence and murder and idolatry, there was this godly couple, the priest Jehoiada, one of the most godly men in the history of Israel, together with his wife Jehoshabeath, who were raising up a royal heir, little boy Joash, in hiding out in a bedroom with his nurse. So, God's mercy continued through the years until finally the last son of David came on the scene, the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. And we just celebrated Palm Sunday when this son of David rode on a donkey into Jerusalem. And what were the people saying? They were recognizing him as the son of David, of the royal line. They were trusting that he would be the great king who would drive out the Romans, establish the house of David once more, and be a mighty king like David and Solomon of old, and make Jerusalem the capital of the mightiest nation on earth. They were all looking forward to that. We hear them cry out, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The great day had now arrived. The house of David had come alive again, and there would be a great king. And then a few days later, how the friends and followers of Jesus were despondent once more, when it seemed all their hopes were dashed. For there was this son of David, this king, hanging there on the cross, helpless, abandoned, mocked, ridiculed. Where's God's mercy now to the house of David? What had happened to his promises? You can imagine how despondent and near despair the people were again. We can hear it in the voice of Cleopas and his friend as they're walking a couple days later to the village of Emmaus, and a stranger joins them, and they explain to him why they are so sad. Jesus of Nazareth was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Notice the past tense. Jesus was a prophet. We were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Their hopes were dashed. They did not know what to make of it. And of course, God had not forgotten his promises at all, nor his mercy, because this Jesus had delivered his people, not from the Romans, but from their sin and from eternal death, by that very death on the cross. And while Cleopas and his friend were talking to the stranger, that stranger was Jesus himself, alive from the dead. He was king. He is king. He died for our sins, rose again from the dead, ascended to heaven, and rules as king right now. So let us praise him by taking up hymn 725 and singing stanzas 3 and 4. Behold your king.